This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Governments across Europe are ratcheting up restrictions to try to beat back a resurgence of the coronavirus that has sent new confirmed infections on the continent to their highest weekly level since the start of the pandemic. The World Health Organization said Tuesday there were more than 700,000 new COVID-19 cases reported in Europe last week, a jump of 34% from the previous week. Britain, France, Russia, Spain accounted for more than half of the new infections. The increasing caseload is partly the result of more testing, but the UN Health Agency noted that deaths were also up 16% last week from the week before. Well, the International Monetary Fund is projecting a deep global recession in 2020 because of the COVID-19 pandemic, with global economies expected to shrink just over 4%. Speaking at the IMF's World Economic Outlook Forum in Boston on Tuesday, the IMF chief economist, Geeta Gopinath, said that the pandemic shut down business and industry throughout the world. Gopinath also stressed that the national monetary and fiscal policies should not be held back. Specifically, she said, governments should focus on direct aid to households and businesses. In comments to the French news agency, Gopinath said if the United States passed another stimulus package similar to the $2.2 trillion measure passed earlier this year, it would significantly help the U.S. economy recover as well as the world. She said the quick recovery by the world's largest economy would benefit especially the U.S. neighbors, Mexico and Canada. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is